problems are actually good news. That's something that's taking place. So it's essential quality, Scripture is saying, to have if we're really going to be useful. But without that resilience, our faith in following Jesus could be somewhat temporary, maybe even cut off short. So it's important. And character and maturity as Christians, this is one of them. I want to be useful to God. And sometimes things hit the fan and I can get sidetracked. How do we develop this resilient kind of faith? Let's take a look. Number one on your notes, view hard times as opportunities for growing resilience. Let's look here at James chapter 1, verse 3 through 4. New Living Translation once again. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. Take a look at those three quality elements that come your way. You'll be perfect, complete. I like the NIV says, lacking no good thing. So it's interesting. I noticed that God wants this quality. Man, he wants it fully developed in a Christian. Now we're talking to Christians here. And there's some way God's going to just bring these things about. And he says, you know that when your faith is tested, it's important. You know what's going on. You have to know the curriculum. If you don't know the curriculum, you will be completely confused and frustrated. It's like going into a biology class and you're only thinking it's a math class. You will say, what is wrong with this setting? I cannot figure it out. Well, check out the scriptures. Hard times bring test and growth to our faith. It's important. So I often see, hey, this last 18 months, you can see these last 18 months have brought about a number of messages, and now you're enjoying some of them. But I'm asking these things, Lord, why the pandemic? Because definitely you didn't bring it, but you certainly can't say you allowed it. Why are you allowing fires to rage the West here? Why are we going through political climate that we're in? Why having certain closures in our businesses? Why is it that we're having loss of freedoms, it seems? Lord, why are these things happening? So did God allow? No, he really takes these things to help mature us. And I'm telling you, it's going to be important for believers to get mature, because if it does become a little more heated, you're going to just really scratch your head and say, well, I guess the good old days of just being a Christian, going to church on Sunday, that's over. It's all done. Now what do we do out on the street? So sometimes the Christian community, we get too obsessed with just going from victory and claiming victory when we realize God could be working a refining. So the reality is life is extremely hard. Anybody find that out yet? Yeah. It's very hard. So viewing hard times as an opportunity, man, you're going to have people hanging around you saying, how do you keep your collective composure? It's Jesus and knowing what the word says. Number two, resist thinking that destroys resilience. That's going to be important. We take a look at that for a moment. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35, 36, can you see that with me? So do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward it brings you, patient endurance, is what you need now, so that you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that he has promised. Ooh, man, I see that. You see that? Don't throw away your confidence and resist those thoughts that would destroy your ability to hang in there. Sometimes there are people that are not hanging in Jesus today. I know them, and it's like you were rich in faith. How come you're now milquetoast and just a shell of a Christian? What happened to you? So how we think during hard times is going to be so important. All the struggles, it's important we have correct thinking. I'm telling you, I've had an intense dialogue with God over the last 18 months. Lord, why are you letting evil win? How come now we're being hindered as a Christian community in our nation? What is it that's happening here with this pandemic? Now all of a sudden seem we have this next wave of fear that's trying to creep into the church. It can become wearisome, at least to me. You're probably having a great time. But it's like, Lord, how and what are you doing do we navigate these things? Sometimes people just kind of turn it off, which probably be good to turn off the social media and hear from God. Amen. So it's important for us. Thinking is so important. Have the wrong kind of thinking during hard times will bring discouragement and will erode your confidence. And that's why the scriptures, God's word says, don't throw away this confident trust in the Lord. I see it. I hear it. How about you? So significant. Let's take a look at number three. Let go of the things that hinder resilience. Let go of those things. We're not just talking thinking. Let's look at Hebrews 12. We're there. Hebrews 12, verse 1 says that section of that, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance. I used to do some running on the sidewalk. Some of our sidewalks in Huntington Beach have raised elevation. Have you? I've done some face plants, so now I'm on a treadmill. Huh? A little safer. I can almost run with my eyes closed. But the scripture is saying, make sure you lay aside every weight that causes you to make a face plant. That's really what's going on. If you have ever had a face plant as a Christian, then there's time you want to let go of those hindrances. And we're not talking about physically kind of overweight. We're talking about a couple of things. Scripture describes two kinds of weights. One is sin. Most feel, and I feel, that sin, it says the sin. I think in the text there, it's dealing with unbelief. Get rid of that tendency you and I might have to say, I just don't believe God anymore. But it can be a specific just element we would just, Scripture would call sin. I don't know what you would call it, but Scripture might call wrong behavior or attitudes or motives behind that just ingrained into your character, really a sin. So be careful about that. The other weight that's talking about, not necessarily sin. It could be just something that the God-given gift called your self-conscience. God's speaking. You just know you probably need to lay that thing down. Remember that conversation we had last Sunday? You want to say no to the lesser things in order to say yes to the greater things. I want to say no to sleep so I can say yes to getting up to work on time and I don't lose my job. So going to work and having an income is more important than sleep. And it's the same with the things of God. Saying no to those things that would trip us up. Sometimes things that we watch. Sometimes following things on social media. That just trips you up. Be careful. I want to build resilience. When I'm going through a tough time, I've got to be very careful and specific what I'm engaging. I was just reading on the Oregon Trail. It's an interesting thing. During the mid-1800s, the Oregon Trail, that's really how the pioneers and the settlers came. But many of those wagon trains could not come through, and they would discard the weight off their wagon to make it through certain passes. And there'd be debris or furnishings littered along the way. Sometimes that's the way our life should be. It's like, I'm not going to make this struggle unless I toss out this weighty holding up of my life with God. Amen. Amen. Those are things the Holy Spirit can certainly tell us all about. And let me just finish with number four. Make sure you're running God's race, not yours. Make sure of that. Since we're in Hebrews, let's look at verse 1 of chapter 12. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. Each of you have a race. There's some that are very clearly defined in Scripture. Make sure it's the race that is set before us. You can tell because Jesus will be in the front leading the pack. But if he's not anywhere to be found, you're not even sure how to check in with him, could be running your own race. And verse 2 of Hebrews 12 says very clearly, and we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus. I love that. Man, I love Jesus. I just love saying his name because he's redeemed me and life makes sense with him. keep your eyes on Jesus, and you'll know some great results. More willpower certainly comes. And I just find it in certain three ways, and I find these little simple words. Be submissive to the Lord's will. What does God want for you to do? That's a beautiful thing. You may not sure how the outcome is, but I think this is what God wants me to do. Just be submissive to it. The other one, good communication, which we call prayer. Can you imagine never really connecting with God? Run his race. How do you find? Well, pray. And then the other was just be obedient. That's what we were talking about. Man, resilience so that we could be useful to God. That's so great. Finally, let me just wrap up number five. Choose obedience over your feelings. I like that. We're back at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36. Check it out with me. Patient endurance is what you need now so that you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that he has promised you. We're going to rejoice together. You're going to receive all that he has promised you. I'm going to tell you something. Some of these things God's promised you, you may never see on this planet, but there'll come a day. You will. There'll come a day. And I was telling some of my unbelieving family members, why don't you give $25 to this cause? Just $25. Man, you want to have a reward when you get to heaven. You don't have anything you're giving out to anybody. That's important to know, isn't it? Well, I'm going to welcome our worship team up as we just take a look at some things. Resilience. Bible calls it endurance. So to simply stated, maturity develops when that happens. Spiritual endurance, boy, it's so important. I want to rejoice with you over the great gifts that God, the rewards that God's going to give you. That's an important area. Pretty simple message, but it's straightforward. That resilience. During the hard times, you have an ability, and I believe it's by the nature and the presence of the Holy Spirit, that you're able to not quit. Like some. And the more mature you are in Jesus, the more sensitive you are to his voice to say, that's just a little weightiness, not necessarily sin, but for you and me, Paul, it's time to let that season of your life go, because I've got things for you to enjoy together with me. That's an important statement. It's an important statement on this mission field that we have called this planet. Hope Chapel is all about sending people beyond our doors. And I know I'm talking to people that could easily either pray or give, or better yet, go. It's going to be great. Let's stand to our feet. Would you join me for a moment? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to, as we continue on here in the sanctuary doing some ministry, I want to thank you, especially who are online with us today. Look forward to the day one time that you'll be able to be in person with us. You'll probably, some of you, you have to travel great distances. I'll tell you, it'll be worth it. We'll take you downtown and show you the scenes. But more importantly, we want to tell you about Jesus. Let me take a moment right now, and if you've never given Christ opportunity, first place into your life, and you know the Lord is speaking to your heart right now, I'm going to invite you who are with us, and maybe you who are in this room right now, thank you so much. Not an accident you're here. It's so simple. The Bible says all you have to do is call upon the name of the Lord. His name is Jesus, and he will come and rescue you. The word saved. Simple little prayer. Would you repeat it after me? It goes like this. Dear Jesus, I believe in you that you are the Savior of the world. This day, I confess to you now my sins, my wrongdoing, and I ask you, Almighty God, forgive me of my sins. Come into my life. I trust you for eternal life with you forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Dear friends, if you've prayed that prayer with us, then would you let me know and would you send me an email? We sure would welcome that. We'll make sure we get you a Bible. But God bless you and God's grace to you. We want you to be discipled and grow up and tell everybody about Jesus today. Thank you for joining us.
I want to thank you for joining us today at Hope Chapel Huntington Beach. It's our desire to bring the teachings of this church to others globally. If today's message has brought you closer to Jesus, we want to know. Can you send us an email to office@hopechapelhb.org? Would you consider supporting this ministry financially? You can give securely online at hopechapelhb.org/give. If a check is your preferred method, you can send a mailed check to Hope Chapel, P.O. Box 548, Huntington Beach, California, 92648. If you want to be contacted by Hope Chapel, would you consider subscribing to our weekly newsletters at hopechapelhb.org/subscribe? Whatever season of life you're in, we want to go through it with you. We want to thank you once again for joining us, and God bless you.